The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Here is the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. For the people in Los Angeles, Tommy Lasorda was a very famous man for many years. You know, Spanish means Tommy the deaf man, Lasorda. He was the manager of the LA Dodgers for many years and a really good Catholic. Strong character, a really keen sense of humor. So I'd like to tell you a story of one of the anecdotes in his life related to the first reading in the Gospel. He was traveling to play against the Cincinnati Reds. Reds had a really good team, and the coach of the Cincinnati Reds was the manager was also a good Catholic, so they're both good Catholics. So not too far away from the stadium, there was a Catholic church. So Tommy Lasorda thought that he would go and make a visit and light a candle to St. Jude for the sake of the Dodgers. Soon as he arrived, he noticed that there was a man who was praying very fervently in front of the statue of St. Jude. And it was the manager of the Reds. And before the manager of the Reds got up, he lighted a candle in front of St. Jude. So he got up and Tommy Lasorda knelt down in front of the statue of St. Jude. And before he left to go to the game, he blew out the candle. And the Dodgers won. Yep. Okay, we are called not to blow out the candles of others, but we're called to light them. Okay? So that's the message for the Gospel today. Jesus says you're called to be the light of the world, and you're called to be the salt of the earth. So I give you a little homie humorous anecdote to kind of start off our conversation this afternoon. Now, probably the best way for all of us to put this into practice would be two suggestions. Read Matthew chapter 25, which is a parallel to the first reading, and also sometime during the week come back to the church here when the Mass is not going on, and look at those stained glass windows. Can you see them from where you're at? Everyone try to look at them. Can you see them? There you have the first reading and the corporal works of mercy. Feed the hungry, thirst, give drink, clothe the naked, shelter the homeless, visit the sick, visit the imprisoned, and bury the dead. If you want to expand your spiritual horizon, go beyond that, there you've got the spiritual works of mercy, which are maybe even more important, but they're maybe more difficult to understand and to carry out. For me, those seven and seven, that's the program of my life. I mean, am I putting them into practice purposely? No, but I'm aiming at it. So all of you can look through those and pray over it, and those, and ask which one of those, the corporal and the spiritual, is God calling you to put into practice. Because you're going to be judged on that. When you die, Jesus is going to judge you on that. Did you put that into practice? I think the first saint that I was exposed to, maybe I was 4 years old, in one of those books of Father Lavasic, the picture Bible stories and the picture lives of the saints, and it captivated me, was a saint that we celebrate the 11th of November, which is Veterans Day. The name of that saint is named Saint Martin. Saint Martin of Tours. And he was a Roman soldier. In the middle of winter, he was on his horse, and it was a very cold day, and he had a cape on. And he looked down from his horse, and he saw there was a man half naked, shivering, dying of hunger. And Martin, what he did was he took his cape and he cut it in two pieces. And he gave half of his cape to that poor man. That same night he had a dream. In the dream, it was Jesus that was wearing the cape. And then he became a Catholic. He became a priest. He became a bishop. He became one of the most famous saints in the Catholic Church. The Hispanics call him El Caballero San Martin. Okay? Saint Martin, the gentleman, Saint Martin, the kind, Saint Martin, the compassionate. So that always captivated me. So now I'd like to tell you three things that I try to do to try to live these corporal works of mercy out. And not to say that you have to be a carbon copy of Father Broome. No. If you want to take the cue and go with it, I give you permission, no? But you might be more creative. When I'm driving my car, you always see homeless people, and more, not more than ever. You notice? I notice them more and more homeless the last 2 years. And when I see the homeless person, I always think, that could be Father Broome. Why am I not that homeless person? Being a New Yorker, why am I not under the George Washington Bridge, you know? With a tin cup, with a sign, help the poor. I've often thought about, why am I not a homeless or a cholo, you know, a New York skinhead? I mean, I could have been. I could have been. It's only because of God's love and mercy toward me, and I'm keenly aware of it. So every time I see a homeless person, I see that could have been me, and that still could be me. So I try to be really kind to those poor people. You don't have too much time because you stop at the red light, and when you get the green light, you can't hold up traffic. But what I try to do is this. I try to smile at them and I give them some granola bars. Okay? So I've got a pack of granola bars and I'll give them two or three and they always are thankful. They see me as a priest. Oh, thank you, Father. God bless you. And oh, thank you. Thank you for your blessing. No? And I really believe that their blessing is powerful. because they're the poor Yahweh. How they ended up there, only God knows. But for me, when I see them, that person is Jesus Christ. And often before I give it, I say, Lord, I'm giving it to you right now. And you know what I see? Often, as soon as they give it to them, sometimes they'll rip it open, they'll devour it because they're hungry. They're not faking it. So, you know, you might do that. I can't give money because I don't have money to give. Okay? I have a vow of poverty, and I tell the people, you know, if you do steal my wallet, it's going to be a venial sin only. Okay? You're going to find more holy cards than money, okay? More holy cards than money, no? Go mug someone else, okay? Okay, the second example is this. I'm not saying that you have to do it. But 3 weeks ago, I had a very interesting experience. I had one of those days where sometimes, like some of you men here, and women too, it was a 15-hour day. Almost nonstop. I don't think enough time for lunch that day. It was just, you know, if you're looking for work, become a priest, okay? So by 7 o'clock, I had the Mass. And after greeting the people, I was tired. I was really tired. And I wanted to go back to the house and have my pollo loco, my pollo bowl, okay? They give me a discount, by the way, okay? But what happened was, there was a homeless man that came up, and I said, look, well, I'm tired, but I gotta try to do all I possibly can to help out this person. And I've never done this before, but I'll tell you, it's not to toot my horn. The guy had these soggy, wet sneakers on. He said, Father, I'm cold. I got these sneakers, I don't have any shoes. So you know what I did was, I took off my shoes and I gave them to him. And I walked back to the rectory without any shoes. And that night I had so much consolation when I went to bed. I was like in a wave of consolation. Because when he said that, Jesus said, look, you've got more than one pair of shoes in your room. That guy doesn't have any. And the gospel was John the Baptist that day, who says, if you have a cloak, two cloaks, and someone doesn't have it, give it away. So there's this guy walking through Hawaiian Gardens with my shoes. Because you know, I think we downplay the gospel, we water it down, we dilute it. We kind of accommodate it because we're Americans in the year 2020. Come on, we're Americans in the year 20. You have to kind of soft pedal it. You got to kind of accommodate the gospel. Maximilian Kolbe said, don't do that. Try to live out the gospel. The more I read the gospel, the more challenging it is to me. I don't know about you people, but it gives freedom. Okay, the last story I'd like to tell is this, and it's related to giving and trusting in divine providence. If you have lived here in Hawaiian Gardens or you know the area for 25 years, there used to be a supermarket across Juan called Max Foods. Okay, this was when I arrived 25 years ago. And we give out bags of food to a lot of people in the parish that are struggling on Tuesday. So it happened that at 11 o'clock, a lady came, she had about 5 kids, and she said, I don't have any food. So there's no more food left. So I thought, well, I tell them, I'll meet you in Max Food and I'll do all I possibly can to help you out. So she drove over there and I said, okay, get whatever you want and then I'll pay for it. So we arrived at the cashier and she's putting all this stuff on the belt. And after she did, in the cashier pulled out the bill, typical Father Broome, I opened up my wallet and I didn't have enough money to pay for it, so I became as red as the tomatoes that she had there. I mean, I do those things at times, no? But there was goodwill in my, I thought that I had enough money, but I didn't have enough. And there is a poor man behind me that saw how embarrassed I was, and he said, Father, because I was in my religious habit, Father, I see you don't have it. I'll pay for it. So he paid for it all. And the following day, I was preaching in the old church, and I said I had this poor wallet, and I tried to help out the poor. I pulled out, I only could pay half of it. And a poor guy paid for everything. The following day, after I said Mass, someone knocked on the door and said, Father, this is for you. And he gave me a new wallet. And when I opened up, there was a $100 bill. Yeah. Me and Father Larry have been working together for 26 years. And there's one thing we've always tried to do, we always try to help out the poor. And when Father Larry says, you know, this is the way it is, and he's a man, a holy man of great trust in God, and he says, I don't know if we're going to be, well, Father Larry, pay the bill of the poor person. Pay it. Go ahead, pay $500. And almost always, within a week, someone will give me a $2,000 check. Almost always. And the reason why is, if we seek to do God's will, we seek to love God, we seek to live out, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, God will always provide. So it's a matter of trusting God and loving God and His poor. So let's pray for the grace, my friends, to put that into practice. Because when all is said and done, we're going to be judged on the way we love God, but the way we love God and our neighbor. Amen.